סימן שי"ז סעיף בייס. נשמטו לרצועס מינול וסנדל, the stripes of the shoe of the sandal came out of their place, became loose. אוי שנשמט רוי ורגל, it's not so clear, we'll see in the Mishnah what it means, but it means that the top part of the shoe separate from the bottom part, and the way to connect it is to put back stripes from leather. Muto le'achzir ha'rtzus le'mekoyimam. You're allowed to put them back in place. U'bilvad shelo yikshar, if he ties it together, it's a kesher shel kayomo. And the Ramo adds, the heta to put them back is dafka sheyochel le'achzirom beloy teirach, that they come back easily. Aval im tzorich teirach leze osur, there's a gzeir v'chashin en shemo yikshar. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Ramo brings it down. Now this aloche sounds like a simple aloche, but a lot of alochas, and a negea lemaisa to us, and this aloche goes to the shoelaces and belts, etc., that come out of the place of Shabbos, if we're allowed to put them back or replace them with a different belt, with a different shoelace. These are the alochas that the Poiskes Manenu took out from this aloche that is negea to our days. So we'll try to see it very clearly through seeing the Mishnah Berurah inside. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah together and see if gotten to Zion. Nishmetu, aval b'minol chodosh, if it's a new shoe, osur liten haritzuah b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to put back these stripes. Afilu im hanekev rochov, even if it's wide, the metaken mona, even if it's no gzeir Hashem ha'yikshar. Vehu adin b'sabo l'michnasayim chadoshim, new pants, trousers, osur le'ach nishom ritzuah iso mishicha de mevate le'yosom, Mikri metaken mona, he will leave it in, it's called metaken mona. Aval avnet, a belt, shori le'achnis afilu michnasayim chadoshim, even in new pants. The le'mevate le'yosom, v'u osri le'achnis v'lo yitzi. Toder, two things together. He's not planning to leave it there, and it's meant to be in and out. It's mashma that if he's not planning to take it out, even if it's meant, could be it will be osur, I'm not so sure. The Mishnah Berurah here speaks about new shoes. And the poskim speak about putting new shoelaces in a shoe, in a new shoe, to put new shoelaces. You got a shoe without shoelaces, and you want to put the shoelaces inside. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And here's the halacha of metaken mona. Saying if you have dresses, and you have stripes that you have to put in, that are made for this beged, it's like a shoelace, then you're not allowed to. If it's a normal belt, you're allowed to. You have it like in a bekeshe, a special belt for that bekeshe. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah later, and then we'll get back to it. Sifgot niyuzayin roiv haregel shaminolim shalem ayusim prokim u'mechuborim aldei retzuis. They were made from pieces and connected together with stripes. U'kshenishmat chelek aminol shal roiv haregel mimekoyim imachziru me'adkim mechodesh aldei retzuis. Kein mashma beliyahu rabbe. V'yesh meforshim shenishmat minal meroiv ragloi al yedei she'eino mehudot. Wants to make it tighter. You're allowed to put back the stripes. The dafka oisun haritzuas, the same ones. Aval ritzua chadosha, a new stripe shelo oisun mitchila osur the mikri metaken mona. Here we have the shoe is old, but the stripe is new. It's also osur. To put a new shoelace is also osur. Before we said in a new shoe, now we're saying a new shoelace. Shemazaman Erbach and all the poets can say even an old shoelace that was not in this shoe, and now you're putting it in this shoe, is also awesome. So new shoelace in a new shoe, old shoelace in a new shoe, old one in a new old one, and a different old one is also awesome. Only the same one that was there, you're allowed to return it. But chutz from that, it's also. So this is what the place can bring down the aloche. If a person doesn't have shoelaces, if it's the same shoelaces that went out of the hole, you're allowed to put them back. But if it's not the same ones, new ones, a different one, you're not allowed to. Why it's metaken money? It's a new issur of metaken money. It's a couple of cases. Like this, a shulchan brings down. Shem Zalman follows it. If you put a red shoelace in a black shoe, we know you will not leave it there. Or if you just do the top holes, not the bottom holes, we know you will not leave it there. You're allowed to. Or if it's already put in the bottom ones, like when you buy a new shoe, sometimes the company just puts it in the last couple holes, the bottom ones. You're allowed to finish it. Like Shem Zalman Ayabach. Abechutz from that, it's us. The same thing Shem Zalman says, belts, a normal belt in the pants, you're allowed to put in and out. But if it's made for that, you have it a lot of times in the woman's clothing, you have special ones that are made for that begin, So Zalman says, you mevatel it, and it's like a part of the Begin, and it's also. But here the problem starts. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah Vayta. So what the Shulchan Aruch says, Bilvad shelo yikshe, piru shelo yase kesher beroishe shelo yishomet, navi kesher shel kayoma. V'dafka, the Rambam says, that you could put it back, shiocho leachziru belo yitayach. There is no tircha to put it back. But if it's a tircha to put it back, it's also. The Rambam says the reason is, Chayshin Hashem HaYikshah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sif Kotten Chof, Beloy Teirach, Dainu Shehanekev Rochav, it's wide. Ve'achroinim Yisigu Azad, Afilu Manekev Rochav, Osu B'mokim Sheregilim Likshah. If the derech is to tie, so even if it's wide, it's also, the Gzeir Hashem HaYikshah. The Bir Halacha explains it very well. The Chayshin Hashem HaYikshah. U'b'mokim Shehanekev Tzar, but if it's narrow, אפילו במוקים שאין רגלים אוסו. אפילו במוקים שאין רגלים לקשר את אוסו. Why? זה צורך תוירך. ולת ניזה תוירך. What is the hesbar? We have two hesbarim. The Taz says because it's מחזיק מתק את מונה. And some boys have said, איסו תירך בשבס. אם כן, ברצועה שלנו שרגילים לקשר, ברצועה שלנו במנעולים רגילים לקשר, אסור אפילו מנקב רוחב, אסור להחזיר. Our days shoes are different. So here we have the הלוכה. If it's the דרך לקשר, it's אסור, even if it's white. A lot of coats have belts, kids' coats. They have this gloves hanging with a string. It's the דרך לקשר. It's אסור. Things that are דרך to make a knot, is אסור. But if it's not דרך to make a knot, so then it's tolui. If it's teirach, it's also. If it's not teirach, it's muta. This is the klal. Teirach also, without teirach, it's muta. Why teirach is also? We saw two reasons. Or because metakin mone, or because also litreach b'shab. And now here we have the shayla. A person has a shoe, and the shoelace fell out. He wants to put a new one. He knows he's not allowed to put a new shoelace. He wants to put a red one. We said you're allowed to. I found it interesting that Machlek is the Shmir Shabbos with the Orche Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos says, but if it's a Teirach, it's also. The Orche Shabbos wants to say, no, Teirach is only also when a normal old shoelace you're allowed to put back in because it's not Nirikim Etakin Money. When it's a Teirach, it's Nirikim Etakin Money. But if it's a red one that is not meant to stay here, it's not Nirikim Etakin Money. So for me, there's no problem. Same thing if you tie only the top ones. The Shmir Shabbos says no. If it's a Teirach, it's also. And loy mi boye that if you decide that Isu Tircha b'Shabbos, so for sure Shmir Shabbos is right. Even if it's a Nirik Metaken, could be it's Nirik Metaken, even that he's about to take it out. Any idea? I had an interesting topic. No one speaks about it. What would it be if you have an old shoelace and it came out the first couple of holes and it's Teirach to put it back? Shmir Shabbos says you need a needle to push it through the hole. Some shoelaces have plastic in the top, so it's easy to go through the hole. Some don't, if it's hard. You're allowed to put them back in the top couple holes or not? What is the tzadet not? It's a teirach. Even if you do a Shabbos, it has to be also. The tzad to be matter is to say, you're right, the tzad of teirach is also, so if it's not also with teirach b'Shabbos, it also has to be also. What is the tzad to be matter? We saw Shmuel Zalman said that the holes, the bottom holes were already put in before Shabbos, even in a new shoe, you're allowed to finish it. So good, when you're allowed to finish, so as if you're allowed to finish in a new string, so even when there's a teirach, you're allowed to. Yes, Lee, stop it. Ain't you there? Ain't you there? Mishum Zahm wants to say that if it's mitzad teirach, you're allowed to tell a goy. Another interesting to Shailer, the essence in the get of the whole Lomdes, though Shabbos is, and the Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa is margish in it a little bit. Very interesting to Shailer. What would be in this whole halacha? The Shulchan Aruch said, Ritzuas. I understand a shoe without the stripes, the top and the bottom are not connected. You can't wear it. It's missing in the shape of the shoe. Woman clothes that has a belt, Bekesha that has a belt, without the belt, it's also a bekeche. Who said it's called metakin mane? The medamet is a aloche vuchi to put in feathers into a pillow. There, you're making the pillow to be a pillow. Here, without the belt, without the shoelaces, could be it's good. It's not doing it in the case. Shabuah's mashmah, he was medame. Even he spoke about Ritzuas, of going that he answered, but he said that the belt is mutter because it's ain't derech la'ashiroi and it's also loud as well. I could have said that it's a call of attack and mother. Lemosh, if it's derech la'achnis v'lo'itzi the shulis, the whole time. Not an attacking mother. Maybe it's not called an attacking mother. Who said Mr. Bu was Madame? The person Madame would be a big mokum to be Michalik in all of his aloha. Shoes, maybe sometimes. But pants? Who said it's called an attacking mother? It's a big chidush.